WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Get ready, take your seats, and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,214th time. But who's counting? That's that new math, y'all. I got a calculator. It's about the biggest in my hand. No, it's not that big. But welcome to School Talk. School, hey, welcome. I don't know what that means either. Mainline here is 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Email schooltalk1 at yahoo.com. And as always, before I do anything, I got to say good morning to my producer, Daniela.
Good morning, Emerson.
Daniela. Yeah, make your kids ever do that. Daniela.
I've heard a lot of different things, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Good morning to you, and are you ready for the weekend?
I am. Actually, my weekend starts today. I don't have school today.
Hey, any big plans besides working?
No. Well, I think Saturday, I think me and my friends are going to go out to, like, eat, but...
Oh, okay. Make your friends buy. It's Day's Daniela Day.
Well, I got a gift card from my grandpa, so hey. I'm thinking I might just go.
I like grandpas. They're cool. You know, grandpa do a good thing. I'm glad you got your gift card. Anybody special going to go eat it? Free commercial for somebody.
B-dubs.
All right, B-dubs. Now you got to buy some radio time. You got to support our kids. All right, welcome. What's going on with the thing we call the...
Well, the WBDG 5252 Marathon, that's coming April 27th.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun. Have a lot of prizes going out. School Talk with Emerson, that's every Friday, 7:30. If you miss it, we replay Sunday at 2 p.m. So like I like to say, there's no excuses to miss, ever. We do not have school Monday, February 19th, on President's Day. So that's a four-day week for us.
Woo-hoo!
That day.
Parents love that.
I think the kids love it.
Yeah. Take out the trash 4 days in a row. No. Clean up your room. Do some errands. Do your chores. I'm sorry. I'll get carried away there.
It's okay. And then Friday, well, tonight, actually, today's Friday, we got boys basketball. That's Ben Davis at Cathedral. And that's at 7:30 tonight.
Hey, that sounds good. That sounds good. Go BD, BD, BDB. That thing, we call that one. Well, good morning. I do have a guest in the studio. I got Jeremiah in the corner, but he's just here. Hi, Jeremiah.
Hi.
He's in my corner. If my students ain't here, then I'm not here. If students aren't producing, then I'm not on the air. But I do have a guest. Test question. Avon, Ben Davis, Brownsburg, Cascade, Danville, Decatur Central, Monrovia, Mooresville, Plainfield, Speedway, and Tri-West all have what in common? That's a test question. Anyone know the answer to that? You know the answer to that, Danielle?
I do.
What is the answer?
Anyone that goes to those schools have the ability to be able to go to Ben Davis.
Area 31 Center. And that's what I got. The man. Push the magic button. I got the head honcho, the director, the man, the director, Mr. Patrick Biggerstaff. You could go all the way. Good morning, sir. Glad to have you. I can't hear him. Can I hear him? There you go. Try again. Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk. You're not a stranger to the show. I'm so glad you woke up this morning and came on in.
I can't think of a better place to start a Friday.
I can't sleep. Just kidding. I got more coffee, and I love my coffee. First of all, before I get to my stuff and things, I do want to... I got a lot of congratulations going towards this man, but I wouldn't be proper and correct if I didn't at this time with great sadness my heart goes out to the students, the staff, the teachers, the parents, the boys, the girls, everybody that's affected by the school shooting out there and down there in Florida. So I don't know how I would feel down there at the, how, if it happened here, my heart goes out to the families of the deceased at the Majority, yeah, Majority Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Wednesday. So my heart goes out to that because I don't know. That just messed my brain cells up. So, but my heart goes out to the family. Mr. Principal, Director, Teacher, Educator, the man just doing 99,000 different things. Congratulations. Also, congratulations because you were and are and is and was. And as I say, you are the man when I talk about the Indiana Association Career Technical Education. You're the Administrator of the Year. Push that magic button. Yeah. How you get something like that? Who you pay off? I'm just kidding. Congratulations, though.
I appreciate it. Certainly, it's more of a testament to the work of our staff and students than it is anything to do with me. But I'm privileged to serve in an environment with students like Daniela and Jeremiah who are really passionate about the work that they do. So it makes it easy for me to go out in our community and celebrate the good things that students are doing in public education.
Now, folks, if you read this on, and I got this off the article, Era 31 Advance. If you read that article, it talks more about what this award deals with. You know, he's demonstrated the leadership in ensuring teacher and student success and have made significant contributions towards innovative, unique, and effective career and technical educational programs. I mean, if you see this guy's bio and the things that he's doing, I wonder, do you ever sleep?
Not much, but I think, you know, when you look at our public schools, there are so many people who are doing important work that's important to the future of our communities. And that's one of the things that I think drove me to get into this field is just realizing that these students are going to go on and do amazing things to continue to build our communities. And I'm happy to be involved in that.
Man, I tell you, it's just awesome. You know, I see why our kids have the success that they do. And this publication I'm talking about was produced or published November 3rd, 2017, Era 31 Advanced Publication. And the writer of that was, I saw her name. Where did it go? She wrote that. It was a pretty good article. I want to give her props in that article. But it's a good article that she wrote. And I can't find her name. I'm sorry about that. But it talks about your background and some of the things that you've served on. Served the Indiana Association for Career and Technical Education as president, past president, vice president, state conference chair, state vendor chair. Over the past 3 years, you served as professional development chair and legislative chair of the Indiana Association of Career and Technical Education Districts. You served on a number of state level committees such as the Strategic Workforce Innovation Council, Career Counseling Task Force, and Education and Workforce Innovation Network. And it goes on. It goes on and on and on and on. They got to pay you good money at Wayne Township. I said that, Dr. Butts. Give this man a raise.
We certainly don't get into education for the money, but
that's so true. That is so true. You got to love what you're doing. You got to love our kids.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is a district that I've been in for 11 years now, and I have loved absolutely every bit of it after transitioning from business into education. It is so fulfilling to be here, and I can't say enough about the great opportunities that are available to kids, but I'll also say that they exist throughout the state and throughout the country. There are so many people who are committed to this work and who are doing such wonderful things to help students succeed. So it motivates me to be involved in lots of different organizations. Yeah. It just feeds my soul a little bit.
Money can't be the motivator. I'm just serious. Money can't be the motivator when you're dealing with our young people, because when you see the sparkle in their eyes, and then best when you see them when they graduate, and you see them as an adult, now they get kids of their own. Man, that's so huge.
Yeah, I'm fortunate here in a couple weeks to go down to a national policy seminar in Washington, D.C., and one of the highlights of my trip will be visiting with two Ben Davis graduates who graduated several years ago, got married.
Yeah.
One is a pharmacist. One is in law school at Georgetown. Just amazing people. Yeah. So when you think about the influence of a teacher and what those relationships look like, not only in the moment, but what they could look like 10, 15, 20 years from now, it really is amazing to think about that influence.
That's what gets me is when you see them as an adult. And then you remember when they were in high school, some of the struggles they would have had, questions they'd had. And you see them now, you see, oh, wow, it's just cool to see them as adults and doing great. and you think you had a small role to play in that. And then they remember you for the things that you have done. I remember one time I was talking to one young person. He had going through a bad time, and I do suicide prevention. And I talked with him one time at school. We talked at length, and we talked a long time. And then about 3-4 months ago, I saw him at a Walmart. He was with his mom. And he ran me down to Walmart with his mom. Mr. Allen, I want to introduce you to mom. And how he introduced him was, mom, this is the man that saved my life. Hmm. That stuck with me. You know, he was going through something, wanted to take his own life over the issue. And we just talked and talked and talked and talked. That stuff sticks with you. Y'all have a logo or a saying where passion becomes professions. Explain that a little bit.
Well, that's really what it's about, is finding that student interest, mm-hmm. and then providing resources to be able to support their development in that area. So it could be, as with Daniela and Jeremiah, where they have a passion for working in radio. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to provide the qualified educators. We want to be able to provide the equipment, resources, the connections to industry to allow them to develop, explore that, and then go about and serve locally, hopefully. So it really is an area where we are very passionate about opportunities. Mm-hmm. We recognize certainly that there needs to be some strategy in things that we offer, in that, you know, we don't want to offer courses that don't lead to future opportunities. Oh, man, so we pay attention awesome. To yeah. local job demand and things like that, so that the programs we offer are high wage, high demand locally. Mm-hmm. But within that, you know, we have more than 30 different 3-hour classes that students can explore. When they go into those, hopefully it will find a way to connect them to a career cluster that they're passionate about engaging for a long period of time.
We're going to talk about some of those classes also. But I think about back in the day, way back in the day, when I was in high school, and I posted this on Twitter, that if we had a Area 31 back in 1972, when I was in Terrell, Indiana, we didn't have this type of program. And I was a knucklehead in high school. I couldn't stay in high school. I know one of my teachers named, I remember one of my teachers from my high school. I don't remember nobody else. But if they had something like this back when I was in high school, back in Terrell, Indiana, oh man, I would have jumped on radio and TV, and because it was there. And one thing I like about the teachers here at Ben Davis High School is they care about the students. I really can't say my teachers cared about me. Mm-hmm. And that's a sad thing to say, you know. But when you take, like you said, you take that passion and you can take that passion and becoming into a profession. If I would have saw radio and my passion to where it's there now back then, I don't know where I would be. I'd be a new Howard Stern or something. I don't know. But it's just awesome that partnership can happen here in high school, at the high school level. And that's huge for a lot of kids when they're looking for something and there's something here. And as far as something here, and then you got choices in many programs that we have because you got a chance to find. When you have an open house. Kids, I don't know when the next one is, but you can come out and you can see what Area 31 has to offer. And that might be the only reason why a child comes to school.
It could be. It certainly is a powerful way for students to have a connection in their school and to make learning relevant in other classes as well. So if you come in, for example, and explore a precision machining class or a construction class, all of a sudden the math class that you take makes a little more sense because mm-hmm. you have some frame to look through. But yeah, you know, I love to bring people into our schools so that they can come in and visit and hopefully be able to visit with not only our teachers, but our students as well to see the great work that's being done. A lot of people in our community, even though the Career Center has been here since 76, longer than I've been alive.
Man.
A lot of people don't know the resources that are available here. You know, all of our programs offer college credits, most of them tuition free. Mm-hmm. So the level of education is quite rigorous, quite challenging. But again, it's designed to prepare them for their next steps in industry. We have some amazing resources available, not mm-hmm. only allowing programs like BDTV and Giant 90.9 to broadcast throughout our communities mm-hmm. And even online throughout the world. But if you go into our classrooms, you'll see water jet cutting machines. You'll see the highest level of technical equipment in our health science programs. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's about for us. It's making sure that the training is relevant and of interest to kids so it will help them be set on a positive trajectory for the future.
You talk about program with my help of my man in the corner, Jeremiah. I want you to mention a couple, and you're going to help me. Aerospace engineering. Pick one. Pick one down here, Jeremiah.
All right. You got building trades.
Business co-op.
Business co-op. Computer repair and network administration.
Cosmetology.
Cosmetology. Dental assistant. Early childhood.
Now, dental assistant. I hated going to the dentist. I mean, you can learn. They make a lot of money, too. They make a lot of money.
I actually have a friend that actually wants to be a dentist, so I think I should tell him that. And then electronics. And then emergency medical services. Fire Science Academy.
Now, the Fire Science Academy, that's working with Wayne Township. Am I correct? Fire Department?
It is, actually. They train at the same Fire Science facility. It's called the Emergency Services Education Center. Mm-hmm. So our students are taught by Wayne Township firemen at the same facility, doing the same exercises that not only Wayne Township Fire Department, but Plainfield Fire Department, Indianapolis Fire Department uses that facility.
Yeah.
So it's a tremendous resource available to our students.
Oh yeah, we can go on. We can go all day long talking about the programs. You know, pretty radio broadcasting. Like this, the guys here, Danielle and Jeremiah, they're in the radio broadcasting program, which is part of Area 31, and so is BDTV. Now, college. Some of the programs you offer there at Area 31, Early College Career Center.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So all of our programs offer college credit. Usually, it's between 6 and 15 credit hours. And that's a great step. Actually, there's an organization in Indiana. It's out of University of Indianapolis called CEL, the Center for Excellence in Leadership and Learning. And they do a lot of work with early colleges, and they recognize an early college graduate at 15 credit hours. So we have many students who are meeting their benchmark in that respect. But similar to Ben Davis University High School that's available in Wayne Township, we also have an early college career center that offers full associate degrees to students, tuition free to students in Wayne Township. And that allows students to earn an associate degree at the same time as their high school diploma.
Push that magic button. That is awesome. Yeah. I just found out. I mean, you getting out of high school with a high school diploma and a associate's degree?
Well, and one of the reasons that we're so passionate about these programs is that they're in areas, pharmacy tech, precision machining, culinary arts, where there is so much job demand in central Indiana that students can find well-paying jobs to help support their way through college or whatever it is they hope to do after graduation. So we're all about having those options and having students be college and career ready when they leave.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. You talk about money. And folks need to understand. And first of all, let me say I'm not opposed to a 4-year degree. You know, we all, in lifetime earnings, I read that a bachelor's degree still pays off. According to statistics, a person with a bachelor's degree is projected to earn around $1.1 million compared to $393,000 projected earnings of an associate degree or trade school program graduate. The bottom line is you earn money more than if you just had a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I too am a huge supporter of continued education, but I think we need to be strategic. So we need to look at where the job demand is. We need to look at what our passions are as individuals and find a way to link those up so that we can be self-sufficient in adulthood and hopefully support a great family here in Wayne Township. So I think doing research as a family to figure out what your path is, whether it's going to a trade school, an apprenticeship program, a 4-year university. Some people take a gap year and go to Europe and come back, and then they have a little different perspective of how they see the world when they come in. So there are different paths for everyone, and I think it's important to invest a little bit in that and find out what it is that might work for them.
That makes sense, because if you think about it, some kids might say, I don't want to go to a 4-year school, and then they don't pursue anything. They just stop because I don't want to go to college, so they go out and just get a job after high school, and they don't realize that, if you look into the trades, if you didn't want to go, like it's like you said, find where you can fit in, find your passion, and I like you have a chance to dip into your passion while you're in high school. According to the National Center for Educational Statistics, a bachelor's degree, once again, accounted for an average of $16,900 in additional income per year compared to a high school diploma, $30,000 versus $46,900. So you definitely make more money with a trade school experience, you know, and college experience than just high school. And I guess what I'm getting at is, if you don't want to go to a four-year degree, look at the trades. Look at the trades and find your passion. Don't just settle and just don't do anything, because I'm proof in the pudding. If I would have stayed in, I got 12 hours college credit and they can't take it from. I do got 12 hours college credit from ISU. But if I had the gumption, maybe the leadership or the, I think somebody pushing me while I was in high school, I know I would have done a little bit different. And I'm so glad our kids got that here at Ben Davis, and hope the parents really take advantage of that, and for the kids, because time passes really fast. Before you find yourself being an old man with grandkids. That's me, y'all, not Mr. Bickerstaff. That's what I'm talking. Trade school versus college. So you win with either one. So get out there and try it. How can you get in there at 31? Can anyone get into it? Danielle's, yeah, she did it. I mean, Jeremiah's there, just got to live in a certain district and have the passion.
But you don't have to be as exceptionally brilliant as Jeremiah and Danielle to figure out the application process. We do have online applications now that are accessible at area31careercenter.com. Our deadlines are approaching very quickly. March 2nd, I believe, is the deadline for applications for the 18-19 school year. So we'll want to check that out. And the way it works is, when you go in and select your preferred programs and submit an application, that application will be forwarded to the homeschool counselor of that student. So if they're an Avon student or Brownsburg or Ben Davis, it'll be forwarded to their homeschool counselor, who will then approve the application. So they're going to make sure that the student has, they're not credit deficient, that they have good attendance, that they have good grades and decent test scores, so that they show that they're able to engage in the programming. I mentioned, they are college level programs. So it's a little bit of a paradigm shift for a lot of people to think about career centers as being college programs. In the past, a lot of what they called vocational programs were seen as the places where you put kids where they maybe aren't as strong academically, and that's just not what the programs have transitioned to over the last 15 years or so. Now they truly are about college and career readiness, and given that some of the textbooks, for example, heating and air conditioning, happens to be one of the most challenging reading levels out of any book in the school, you have to have a readiness to be able to engage that. And certainly if you aren't able to master that curriculum, then there are some safety effects that we would be worried about when you're working on some higher level equipment. So, readiness is really important. A drive to be in a program for 3 hours a day and to continue developing those skills is really important. But we do like the fact that, as you mentioned earlier, students can come in high school and they can kind of test out what they want. Right now, they're not having to pay for tuition at a Purdue University or an IU or wherever they might want to go afterwards. They can test the waters a little bit, get some dual credits, get some certifications, hopefully get some work-based learning experiences out in industry, and then decide if that's what they want to do after graduation. But back to the application process, fill it out online, get approved by your counselor, and then we have a committee that represents our 11 participating school districts who come in and evaluate students and determine placements for the next school year.
Now, for you adults out there, you think, well, that's only for kids in area 31. No. You see, I got a GED, and I got that when I was in the Marine Corps. So you have some adults that didn't finish high school. Area 31 got something for them, too.
So we do now, in partnership with our Wayne Township adult education programs. And I would encourage anyone in the community, whether you are an English language learner, whether you are seeking equivalency, or whether you want a certification of your own, if adults in our community are involved in those programs, the state now is encouraging 20% of adults in those programs to go to certification. So if I can explain that, we have about 2,000 adult education learners in Wayne Township. A little better than 50% of those are English language learners. So those students will transition from English language acquisition classes to high school equivalency classes, and then our high school equivalency students will transition into what's called integrated education and training. And those are essentially 40-hour classes spread out over 14 weeks that allow adults to earn certifications that will upskill and lead to better jobs.
So
it could be heating and air conditioning, dental assisting, CCMA, which is a medical assisting. Mm-hmm. And we continue discussions to expand those. So it's a new initiative,
but it's huge.
Something that we're really excited about that can get people in our community just to have more options about what they want to do.
That is huge. I mean, that is really, 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 really. I mean, I know folks that haven't finished high school, and you would think about they're adults. And they don't have a high school diploma. And I talked to them. I said, you need that piece of paper. You need something. You need that. And you go back to school. And then someone might have the skills and talent. I use heating and air conditioning because you always need it. You always need a person who can fix your air conditioning or your heater. You, you need to know somebody who can do that. Once you get a home, you will know. You will just know. You got to know those people because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to break down. It's going to be winter time's going to come. The furnace not going to work. You got to call somebody. And if you got those skills, you can eat.
Well, you think not only residential, but the Amazon in Plainfield was in the news not too long ago because their heat went out. So it affects businesses. It affects large apartment complexes. There's so much demand in that area. And we have many wonderful partners from Chapman Heating and Air, B&W Heating and Plumbing, Deem. There's so many employers locally who are hungry. Whether they be students or high school students or adults, they just need skilled technicians that can come in and make a great living doing a job that most people see as essential.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, Area 31 got something for everybody, whether you're a student, a member of the community, adult. You know, it's not too late. You can increase your profitability, have a better level of life. It's not as bleak as you think. You say, oh, man, I didn't finish high school. You can go back and you can get it and get some skills and have a good life. Oh, man,
there are awesome. Always opportunities. And one of the other things that I'll mention that makes my job really fulfilling, on the other end of the spectrum, we also have Giants Preschool. So Giants Preschool is accepting applications for the 18-19 school year. Mm-hmm. It's really fun for me to see everything from 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds at Giant Preschool all the way through our high school programs and into our adult education offerings now. So many great resources available in Wayne Township, and I'm just privileged to be a part of it.
That's a blanket. That covers it all. You know, that is so awesome. So, folks, you got no excuses for nothing. So if you want it, it's out there. We got it. We can offer it. Just apply yourself, and apply yourself to something good. You can definitely have a good life because if you keep on living, you'll find out things happen. Bad things happen to good people. And when you got skills that you can fall back on, you can have a better quality of life and take care of yourself and take care of your family. And I know a lot of young folks do. Oh, well, I'm young. I ain't worried about that. But I got a lot of you old fogies out there. You're thinking about, how can I have a better life? How can I be a better father? How can I be a better provider with my limited skills? Area 31 got you covered.
Yeah, it's funny, Emerson, you mentioned being a knucklehead when you were younger, and I was as well. I was one who really believed that I was going to make it through life on charm alone, and it was working for a little bit. But I realized shortly after high school that I had dug a hole for myself, and it took me a while to get out. So I think every day I'm just marvel at the preparation that our students are taking. Yeah. They really do have foresight about what they want to do in their future, and they understand that if they invest in that now, that just gets them farther ahead in the future. So I think there are opportunities. You're absolutely right. No matter where you are in our community, no matter where you are in your progression as an employee or a skilled technician or a learner, there are opportunities for you to get connected and continue moving yourself forward.
Well, folks, I hope somebody out there learned something. If you heard something, tell someone else about Area 31 programming, whether you're daycare, child care learning, need to get your groove on, but getting your education back so you can make more money. Area 31 got some of you. Director Patrick Biggerstaff, we appreciate your time, sir. We can talk for hour on this thing. I mean, we could, but I get these kids to class. And appreciate what you're doing. Congratulations on your award. Many more coming. Wayne Township can't afford to pay you. Sorry, you just got too much. The checks ain't big enough. But like you said, we don't do it for the money. It's these smiling faces, these young folk, when you see them out and when they grow up and they look back at you, they say, it was you why I got through high school. Awesome, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Got no choice. Well, got to get these kids to class. So to the man. And to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Copy Mr. Biggerstaff. You can copy him now. He's no longer a knucklehead like me. He can show you how to do it. Come to Area 31 and you can have a better life. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Mr. Biggerstaff, I can't stand it. I don't know why they sagging. I don't want to see your BBDs. Pull them up. Dr. Butts, turn you in a heartbeat. You're going to need hip surgery. See? Okay. All right. Keep sagging your pants. Somebody in Area 31 going to get a job making hips. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get somebody a job. If you're used to special schools on this, if you're used to MD Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9, then my views, be my guest. Until next week, have a good week. See you next week on School Talk.